Endoscopy push report to patient James Quillis. First name is Jamie Quillis. Jamie is first name. J-A-I-M-E. Jamie.
Last name is
Quillis. Q-U-I-L-E-S. J-A-I-M-E is the first name. Last name is Q-U-I-L-E-S. Date of birth, December 18, 1987. Date of service, February 12, 2024. Procedure number one, colonoscopy is near polypectomy and cold biopsy is the difference. Procedure number two, esophageal gastroid endoscopy biopsies. Referring physician, Dr. Steve, referring physician, Steve Autham City, MD, AGAF. Endoscopy, Steve Autham City, MD, AGAF. Procedure number one, colonoscopy is near polypectomy and cold biopsy is the difference. Procedure number two, esophageal gastroid endoscopy biopsies. Indication, chronic diarrhea, period right red bleeding per rectum, period chronic heartburn, lot pathological GAD such as esophagus, also malignant sugar, period, history of gastric ulcer, period, history of pyloric stenosis and gastric outlet obstruction from pyloric channel ulcer, period. Description was available, period, contents of the bulb, based on PKG paraphernalia, and upper endoscopy, moderate erythematous nodularity in the duodenal bulb, comma biopsies obtained, period. Mild mucosal nodularity in the pre-pyloric area of the gastric antrum, probably due to previous healed HEALD, healed peptic ulcer disease, period biopsies are obtained, period, possible 10 millimeter short segment Barrett esophagus, comma, biopsies obtained, period, the pyloric channel appeared to be mildly deformed, comma, probably from previous peptic ulcer disease, comma, but was widely patent, P-A-T-E-N-T, period, but was scratched widely, but was patent, P-A-T-E-N-T, patent, period. Other than random endoscopy, random biopsy in third portion of duodenum slash, random biopsy print from third portion of duodenum, check for celiac disease, random biopsy, period, random biopsy print from body and internal stomach to check for Helicobacter infection. Next number at colonoscopy, in the distal rectum, extending proximally from the anal verge, there was an area of mucosal nodularity extending about 3 centimeters in greatest dimension. Part of this was removed with the cold snare technique for histopathological analysis, period. Other than a colonoscopy to cecum, period, random biopsy obtained from the colon to check of microscopic colon because of patient's diarrhea, new paragraph impression. Small non-brain hemorrhoids, period. Small non-brain hemorrhoids, period. Area of nodularity in the distal rectum extending to the anal verge. Part of this was removed with the cold snare technique for histopathological analysis, period. Otherwise, NMR colonoscopy to cecum. Next number, moderate nodularity in the duodenal bulb, period, mild prepyloric nodularity in the gastric antrum, period, possible 10 millimeter Barrett's esophagus, period, mild deformity of the pyloric channel, period. Otherwise, unremarkable. Upper endoscopy. Next paragraph, plan to be pathology, period, about non-strand intermediates. Planted with the question. Next number, continue proton form antibody therapy. Next number, follow up office, high fiber diet, for fiber supplements as needed. Period, chits, but stool softeners, and anisole HC suppositories if needed for refractory symptoms. From hemorrhoids. Next number. For the management of the lesion in the distal rectum will be based upon findings at histopathology. Period. Follow-up office is 2 weeks. Period will probably need a follow-up flexible sigmoidoscopy after 2 months or so. To reevaluate the distal rectum, period. End of dictation.